council get special role in Homes Plan public inquiry. The council has secured a special role in a public inquiry into a controversial housing development. Wallingford Town Council has been granted Rule 6 party status by the Planning Inspectorate for the upcoming inquiry into the proposed Crowdace Homes development west of the Shillingford Road. This status allows the council to submit evidence, question witnesses, and present its case during the inquiry. A spokesman said this is an important step, as it means the Town Council will be able to take an active role in the inquiry, ensuring that the interests of Wallingford and its residents are fully represented. As a Rule 6 party, the Council can submit evidence, present its case, question witnesses, and contribute directly to the inquiry alongside the other main parties. Crowdace Homes is appealing South Oxfordshire District Council's rejection of its plans to build up to 400 standard homes and 80 age-restricted units for older people in Wallingford. The plans also include sports pitches, a clubhouse, and community allotments. More than 750 objections were submitted, with residents and local groups warning of increased traffic congestion around Shillingford Bridge. Others argued the scheme conflicted with the Wallingford Neighbourhood Plan. Concerns were also raised about environmental impact, archaeological potential, proximity to sand and gas mineral reserves, and strain on local school catchments. The Town Council has consistently objected to the proposal. A spokesman said the Council remains committed to ensuring that Wallingford's voice is heard throughout the inquiry. They argued the scheme would negatively affect infrastructure, transport, community facilities, and the environment. It also questioned whether the plans complied with the South Oxfordshire Local Plan and the Wallingford Neighbourhood Plan. The inquiry is scheduled to begin in January 2027. The Council will now prepare its statement of case and supporting evidence. A spokesman said, "We will continue to keep residents informed as the appeal progresses." And there is a photograph of two very unhappy looking people in the opposition group.